with SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden and House Republicans are blaming each other over the southern border immigration crisis.
Even as White House and Senate negotiators try to reach a bipartisan immigration deal, House Republicans are demanding tougher immigration policies. Speaker Mike Johnson and dozens of GOP members traveled to the border in Texas last week, where they blamed President Biden for the thousands of daily illegal crossings. White House officials called it a political stunt and blamed lawmakers for not approving more funding for border security. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Congressional leaders reached an agreement on an overall spending levels for the current fiscal year that could help provide a partial government, could help avoid, that is, a partial government shutdown later this month. Also at SRNnews.com, election integrity activists want a federal judge to order Georgia to stop using its current election system.
They argue it can easily be attacked and has operational issues that could cost voters their right to cast a vote and have it counted accurately. During a trial set to begin Tuesday, they plan to argue the Dominion voting system's touchscreen voting machines are so flawed they're unconstitutional. But election officials insist the system is secure and reliable. Jason Walker reporting.
Pentagon releasing new details about Defense Secretary Austin's nearly week-long hospitalization, saying he had a medical procedure December 22nd and went home a day later, but was admitted to intensive care on January 1st when he began experiencing severe pain. Latest information comes as both Republicans and Democrats in Congress expressing sharp concerns about the secrecy of Austin's hospital stay and the fact that the president and other senior leaders were kept in the dark for days. SRN News. According to one U.S. military leader, inclusion is a national security imperative.
Space Force Lieutenant Colonel Bree Fram is a man living as a woman, and he made his comments at the Most Powerful Women's Summit sponsored by Fortune magazine. In fact, Fram is the highest-ranking transgender service member in the history of the U.S. military, and he reflects the Biden administration's determination to promote the LGBT agenda in every federal agency. Some critics say social engineering is not a national security imperative. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion is expected to be a key issue in many of this year's elections for state Supreme Court seats. There'll be 80 of them in 33 states. With the abortion debate shifting to states since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, state Supreme Court races have emerged as some of the most hotly contested and costliest races on the ballot. This is SRN News. There's been another jaguar sighting in southern Arizona.
Authorities say a wildlife expert was videotaping in a mountainous region near Tucson in late December and captured the image of a roaming jaguar. Now, the Arizona Game and Fish Department says it has now authenticated Jason Miller's footage and has confirmed this is a new jag to the United States, the eighth one documented since 1996. The big cats were placed on the endangered species list in 1997. Jason Walker reporting.
Jeff Landry's been inaugurated as Louisiana's newest governor. The inauguration Sunday marked a political shift of leadership in a state that has had a Democrat governor for the last 8 years. The Republicans endorsed by former President Trump and is known for his conservative positions on issues such as abortion. More at SRNnews.com.